Well, new questions tonight about the electronic voting machines that will be used in the upcoming South Carolina primary. Those voting machines do not have a paper trail. And as Kitty Pilgrim now reports, that could leave this election vulnerable to fraud and all but an impossibility of recounting. Stay with us.
Trust.
Election activists warn the 11,400 ESNS iVotronic touchscreen voting machines to be used in South Carolina primaries could malfunction, and without a paper trail, will not be able to be accurately recounted. This as New Hampshire begins recounting its results today. New Hampshire's recount made possible by their paper trail. South Carolina's state attorney general defends its paperless system, saying in the event of a botched election, our grand jury would investigate and we would prosecute any election fraud that goes on. But fraud isn't the only concern.
It's not just that these systems can be tampered with, but also that these systems have just been seemingly designed poorly and that they fail on election day. Fraud or intent for fraud aside, these systems just don't seem to work well. And that we know.
In Sarasota County, Florida, in 2006, the congressional race tallied an alarmingly high number of missing votes, 18,000. In 2007, security concerns led Ohio to decommission a similar model to those that will be used in South Carolina. ESNS says Ohio's assessment is inaccurate. We disagree with some of the report's technical findings. Other issues raised in the report ignore the fact that secure, reliable, and accurate elections require a combination of security features built into voting systems, along with the efforts of election administrators. The South Carolina League of Women's Voters released a report this week. This system has not been designed with security as a basic requirement, and it should not be used for voting in South Carolina. Congressman Rush Holt will propose a bill tomorrow to provide funding to help the states put paper trails in for this year's presidential election. This is a problem that many states seem to have left for the last minute, Lou.
Yeah, a lot of states, despite a lot of reporting, it's unbelievable, and it doesn't make a lick of sense. Thank you very much, Kitty Pilgrim.